People near the town of Twisp are digging out from mud that ripped through canyons in north central Washington last week. The massive Carlton Complex fires have singed the ground there. That leaves soil and rock primed to run downhill, so more damage could be on the way. Correspondent Anna King was in Twisp Thursday as the storm triggered flash floods and has this story.
It was about 6 on Thursday night when strong winds kicked sand into my eyes. Then just moments later, the rain and thunder started to pound. Few people were prepared for how bad the rain would get that night and what it would do to nearby Findlay Canyon. Within an hour, emergency vehicles were streaming out of Twisp. A sheriff's deputy started turning cars around.
Yeah, the water's across the roadway north of there, and it's a washout south of there. So hang out in Twisp for a while.
Some people battled past the gunk up canyon, right as water, mud, and rock was flowing down. Maggie Garrett and a neighbor jumped into a truck and headed up to save her 8 Arabian and Appaloosa horses. She says they were trapped in their pens with mud up to their bellies.
The water came down so fast and so strong. It was literally 4 to 5 feet deep. All I could do, my horses are right in the middle of it. And all I could do was stand on the road and watch my horses fight to stay above water and to watch some of them almost give up. And I know that they wouldn't have made it if I wasn't there calling their names and asking them to get to their feet. And they would. They'd fight and fight and climb back up and scream, not just a regular whinny, but I mean just scream.
Garrett says she watched helpless for what seemed like a long while.
Watching chunks of buildings go by, chickens floating down the river, you know, I'm saying river because that's exactly what it was like. My stack of hay, you know, I don't know, 12, 15 ton, just blew apart like it was paper.
The torrent slowed enough that night she could wade through to free her animals. Days later, she still hasn't had time to wash the hip-high mudded jeans she wore. 3 small lakes of water penned up behind private and public dams came down this valley that night. But state ecology department experts say even more damage came from the 1.5 inches of rain. It funneled down the barren hillsides into the canyon bottom. Nothing held it back. The morning after, the destruction snapped into focus. Chipmunks and people alike were upset. Helicopters were up. A large river slicked over a smooth stretch of highway, then formed a 20-foot-tall waterfall. I saw a car-sized chunk of pavement fall in. Cattle were washed away, homes inundated. Residents used small tractors, chainsaws, shovels, anything they had to save their remaining property. Rory Williams is a 30-year-old dad of 2. He snuffles softly to his family's pigs to greet them. He says at least these pigs, their family home and lane chickens, escaped the muck.
The devastation this morning is just overwhelming with having to deal with the fires that just came through here, you know, a month ago. And it's just, we're ready for it to be done.
His family's driveway and alfalfa field are obliterated.
You know, we lost all our gardens last night. All the food that we put away for wintertime is gone. Luckily, our pigs and our chickens made it, but I'm sure there's some stuff that we haven't realized is gone.
Looking around his farm, Williams sees nothing ahead but work and more work. Irrigation lines are tacoed, fencing's busted, and he fears more rain and mud could come. Washington State officials and private engineers are working on the 2 remaining dams that hold up much larger lakes right above this valley. Residents have been warned. Without these lakes, it's unclear if irrigation to Findlay Canyon will be restored. Most people here are depending on help from friends and family. People here look very tired. One Findlay Canyon resident with a wry mouth says, "What's next? Frogs falling from the sky?" I'm Anna King in Findlay Canyon, outside of Twisp.